60 years ago today, Rosa Parks was arrested on a Montgomery bus for not giving up her seat for a white man. That action sparked the Montgomery bus boycott and a fight for civil rights. Carla Salter writes the blog Seattle Bus Chick. She's a writer, a transit advocate. She's been car-free for 13 years, and she told us why Rosa Parks and the Montgomery bus boycott still resonate with her today.
I mean, you think about changing your commute for one day, like how you get your kid to school or how you get to work, just doing something different for one day. And these people, for over a year, walked to work to a lot of times menial, difficult jobs. They risked harassment, threats, arrest, losing their livelihoods. And then there was all this ingenuity that came out of it where they developed their own transit system. For over a year, these people did this because they were that dedicated. And so it's just so inspiring, and it continues to inspire me now when I think I can't do whatever the thing is that needs to be done.
How does Rosa Parks relate to your work on the bus?
She relates to sort of my heart for ordinary people. You know, she wasn't, when she did her courageous act, a famous person, but she stuck with the courage of her convictions and she cared about ordinary people. And I think the wonderful thing about the bus is you get to be with your community and you get to be part of being with everyday people. And I think the other thing about being on the bus is you see what other people don't. You're on the ground in your community. You're not sort of in this isolated box zooming from one place to the other. You're really sharing the ride with the people you share the community with. And I see her as someone who really cared for the community.
What kind of race and justice issues do you see playing out on the bus in, say, King County all the time?
Well, I think access is a huge issue. I think a really big issue right now is affordability. The places where it makes sense to run transit service are the places it's really expensive to live. So you have people, working people, who can't afford to live in the city, who can't afford to have transit access, who need to get around, and whose lives become totally dependent on having a car and the expense of traveling and the sort of the vulnerability that causes. I mean, in the old days when poor people lived in cities, at least you had access. You could walk somewhere if you needed to. But my girlfriend was just telling me she was at her mom's house in Federal Way. It was 4 miles to walk to the Safeway. You just don't have the level of access. So I think really right now, race and class and transportation are very connected.
That's really interesting to me because I could imagine a listener saying, Rosa Parks was a revolutionary, a pioneer, took incredible risk. What does that have to do with somebody who, you know, writes about how we ought to use mass transit?
I see her legacy and her courage as sort of being meaningful for everyone and sort of especially in this moment. I mean, you see in this city right now, it's a really critical point. We have, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement. We have the Fight for 15, we have Shell No, we have all these people who are doing what happened, you know, in 1955 in Montgomery, where everyone is saying, I've had enough. You know, I might not be able to change the system, but I can do my part. I can show up. I can choose not to participate in this anymore. Or I can stand up against it. And so I see what she did because, you know, now she's world famous, but at the time she wasn't. And what she inspired, and certainly she wasn't the first person to resist segregation in Montgomery, and she wasn't the first person to resist segregation on the bus. But what that act inspired is something that should be inspiring us now. You know, and she started working on justice and civil rights issues well over a decade before this moment in 1955, where she had no hope of seeing really, you know, any results of her work. You know, there was no sign that there was going to be change, and yet she got up and did the work every day anyway. What does that mean for us now, you know, as we have the climate talks in Paris and we're really looking at, you know, we're looking down the barrel of a lot of really scary stuff? Can we get up and do the work anyway?
Without knowing what the outcome
right.
is going to be.
Right.
How has Rosa Parks' story affected you personally?
Well, I think, you know, it's what I learned about her, and anyone who is really interested in Rosa Parks needs to read the book that came out in 2013 called The Rebellious Life of Mrs. Rosa Parks by Jean Theo Harris. And it really talks about her entire life of activism. And one of the things I learned about her when I read that book is that she was incredibly shy and incredibly private. And she didn't want to be at the forefront of the movement. She didn't want to be asked to speak all the time or sort of in the public eye, but she did it anyway because it was in service of a greater good. And so I feel like a lot of the stuff I do, you know, on those nights when it's pouring down rain and I just say it would be simpler if I had a car, I do it anyway, you know, because she did.
Carla Salter rides the bus and writes the blog Bus Chick, and she's talking on the 60th anniversary of Rosa Parks' arrest on a Montgomery bus for not giving up her seat for a white man.